But I've made new fair trade deals with countries covering half of all U.S. trade, scoring giant wins for the farmers, ranchers, and agricultural producers like no other president has ever done. That's why I got such a tremendous vote from the farmers, and I love you too. I think so. Japan will now allow the United States to supply up to 100% of automobile ethanol, large amounts of aviation biofuels from the United States. It's great for you. That was part of the deal that we made. The United Kingdom will import nearly $1 billion of ethanol. That's part of the deal. Australia is allowing American beef into its market for the first time in more than 20 years. Did you know that? And beef is doing great. And we got to get the prices down a little bit and they start to come down. China has agreed to purchase over $40 billion of U.S. grown soybeans. You know that. You saw that. And I went to President Xi, he's upping it. I mean, it's $40 billion. The European Union will dramatically increase purchases of American pork, dairy, and soybean oil. They never did that before. They're all doing things that they never did before. Because you have a certain president that's a little bit different from the president. And they, from Cambodia to Thailand to the Philippines and Indonesia, are eliminating all trade barriers to agricultural products. Your agricultural products had trade barriers that didn't allow them to be sold in countries that are now saying, "Oh, please, we'd love to accept your product." So that's great. It's going to be, you're going to see a sign to kick in now for the farmers. And to further help our farmers recover from the really a catastrophe of the Biden years. We recently issued $12 billion in farm relief. We gave him farm because he was screwed by other countries. I said, how much is the number? To our great Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. He's doing a great job. I said, Brooke, what's the number? And she said, $12 billion. And I wrote a check for $12 billion because we have so much money from the tariffs coming in. So we couldn't have done that before. We're a rich country now. I hope we win that Supreme Court case. You know, we have people that are China-oriented, people from literally very China-oriented and foreign country-oriented trying to stop that. But we'll get it done one way or the other. We're going to do if we have to do it a different way. So we're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We're doing amazing. Nobody can even believe it. Foreign countries cannot believe what's happened. They're studying us. It won't work. But I'm also working hard to expand your markets domestically. And in the campaign, I promise to support E15 all year round. Should I do a coffin? I did. I promised E15 all year round if I get elected. And I want to let you know, and we'll start right now. I was going to put out a statement a week ago. I said, hold it. I'm coming to Iowa to make a speech. I'm not going to put out a truth. I want to be there in person to tell them, the people of Iowa, to know that I am trusting Speaker Mike Johnson, who's great, and Leader John Thune, who's great, that's House and Senate, to find a deal that works, we've got it, for farmers, consumers, and refiners, including small and mid-sized refiners. In other words, to get E15 approved, and they're working on it. They're very close to getting it done. So I just wanted to let you know. And China will be sending me a bill very shortly supporting year-round E15 to my desk very quickly, and I will sign it without them.